Carla Zabludovsky has been reporting on the movement for BuzzFeed News. A quick answer to get us started, Carla. Have women's rights improved in Argentina?
On paper, they have. In real life, women are getting killed in higher rates than they have been in recent years. Women feel less safe. And the kinds of violence that they're being subjected to have become, you know, even more brutal.
So let's just focus on the Ni Una Menos movement, which you've been following. How effective has this one group been? Like, what's been their biggest achievement?
Well, they put the conversation on the table. They emerged in 2015 after a brutal femicide, and there was a massive march. They put certain words, like, in the mainstream that were necessary to start having a productive conversation, like patriarchy and what this means for where women stand in society. And it's allowing women to have a conversation about what they want to change about it. You know, it also made women realize that they don't have to tolerate being catcalled on the street or abused by their partners. And it went international. You know, it started in Argentina, and now there have been marches all over Latin America, which is a region where femicides are very concerning and are rapidly increasing in many places. So I think its biggest achievement so far is the awareness that it raised.
But as you say, if the reality on the ground is still a violent reality for women, where has the group been unable to get traction?
Well, they did force the government to pass a law to protect women more seriously, but implementation has been very, very slow. The government does not seem to be making this issue a priority. Earlier this year, as per one of the promises that the government made, they announced that they would be opening 3 new safe houses for women. But then the government sent a press release disclosing the locations of these safe houses, which is incredibly concerning. You know, these are places where women have to be out of reach of their aggressors.
I'd like it if you told us about one case. You recently wrote about the murder of Michaela Garcia. You described her as devoting her life to keeping women safe, but then was killed by a man. Was this a high-profile case? How did you find out about her?
Yes, it's a very high-profile case. Michaela Garcia was a 21-year-old student. She was part of Ni Una Menos. She marched in Ni Una Menos demonstrations. She came from a middle-class background, from a very caring, tight-knit family. She was a good girl, and she was murdered 6 months ago. She was out at a club with her girlfriends, and she left at 5 a.m, and it's a very safe place. People walk outside on the street at all times of the day and night, and nothing happens. And along the way, a man stopped a car, and another man in the car got out, forced her into the car. The two took turns raping her, and they strangled her, and then they discarded her naked body on the side of a road.
Has there been any prosecution?
Yes, the main suspect was sentenced to life in prison. And the other man in the car, who was his boss at a car wash, his defense was able to get a 5-year conviction for covering up the crimes, not for actually being in the car or hurting Michaela.
Can you help us understand what the atmosphere is in Argentina that allows these crimes against women to persist? Is it an increase in violence? Is it just getting reported more? Has Ni Una Menos lost steam?
It's just an incredibly machista country where street harassment is so common and very violent. And activists told me that one of their theories is because movements like Ni Una Menos have empowered women, have made them aware that they don't have to tolerate what they've been subjected to, that the kinds of abuse and violence they've been subjected to their whole lives, and that men don't want to let go of the power that they've held over women. And I was actually the victim of street harassment myself. I was walking in a kind of a very upscale shopping neighborhood, just window shopping, and a man started following me, and he kept getting closer, and he had a very angry expression. And so I ducked into a store or a restaurant when he got very close, and he just stood outside the whole time, and so the police came making signs of me to come outside.
Carla, you usually live in Mexico City, right?
Yes.
How would you compare the machismo in Mexico City to Buenos Aires?
It used to really bother me how common street harassment is in Mexico. And I would discuss it with my friends all the time, you know, just, I'm not going to wear a skirt because I don't want to deal with that today. But it's even more aggressive in Buenos Aires. There's just something different there. It's like an even greater sense of propriety over women.
Carla Zabludovsky, a reporter with BuzzFeed News. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Marco. Take care.